Arkansas Scholarship Lottery players win more than $1 million every day on scratch-off tickets. Will you be next?
Play the new Monopoly scratch-off games with top prizes from $5,000 to $100,000. You could change your life in an instant.
It's time to play, scratch, and win. Pick up a ticket today. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro. Call or text 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, back at Bomber Stadium, fourth down and a long 12 here for the Bombers, and looks like the offense will come out here. Ball's at the 29 of Nettleton as we move to the second quarter of action. Let's see if the Bombers can keep this drive alive. Fourth and a long 12. And the ball's on the ground, picked up by Barnett, looking to pass across the middle, complete, and it should be enough for a first down at the 16-yard line. Boy, Barnett didn't. He didn't get flustered with the ball. It was bad snap and on the ground, and he picked it up and fires the pass for the first down.
Oh, my gosh, the composure of the senior there. That could have been really, really bad, but he picks it up and he makes a play with it. That's pretty, pretty special right there.
A 13-yard pickup moves the ball down to the 16-yard line. And now we've got whistles. Didn't see. Must have been a flag. I didn't see it. Snap infraction against the offense. So they actually had the ball spotted at the 15. And they back it up to the 20.
Must have moved the football.
Second penalty of the night against Mountain Home for a total of 7 yards. Handoff straight ahead to Chenoweth, and he's going to get back inside the 20 to the 19 and picks up a yard on first down. 11:18 left in this opening half. Bombers down 14. They've got the ball at the Nettleton 19-yard line now. Barnett continues to work out of the gun. And that read option, he keeps it himself this time. Takes it to the 15, takes on a tackler there, and he's going to fight for about another yard near the 14. It's going to ring up third and long.
Good job there getting some positive yards. You've got to put some points on the board here, Brad. You can't get in the red zone like this and afford not to capitalize off of it.
Well, it's third down at about 9 here from the 14-yard line. You got two chances to get these last 9 yards here. Barnett looking left side. Oh, just off the fingertips of Drury. Couldn't quite haul it in, and it brings up fourth down.
It is fourth down.
Just right off his fingertips. A couple missed passes tonight that would have been big plays. I think he would have gotten the end zone if he would have caught that.
He had a good shot, didn't he?
Because he had a step on the defender.
So it's fourth down. Fourth and 9 at the 14-yard line here for Mountain Home. They've converted one fourth down this drive. Can they do it again and keep it going? Barnett looking to pass. Left side towards the corner of the end zone. The ball's tipped, incomplete. And Nettleton holds on fourth down. They were looking in the corner of the end zone. I believe that's Drury over there on the far side.
Raiders will start first and 10 from the 14-yard line.
So Nettleton holds on fourth down.
That's an interesting play call there. You know, you've got two receivers there on the left side of the end zone, and I like it. I mean, that's bring that second receiver in right behind him, and they just couldn't haul it in.
Well, a drive that started with back-to-back first down plays and a fourth down conversion, but unable to get any points out of it. Now the defense back out there. They held Nettleton to a three and out last time. Now we got flags, and we're going to have a false start now by the Raiders. That'll back them up to the 9-yard line. Four penalties for 30 yards in this first half against Nettleton. 10-11 left before halftime. It's a 14-0 Nettleton lead.
Still first down.
so far, 166 yards of offense for Nettleton, 49 for Mountain Home. And a lot of those came on that last drive. Handoff is to Pope, trying to bounce it outside, cuts it back in. He's pulled down from behind. He's going to pick up about 3, maybe 4 yards on first down.
Yeah, we need the defense to step up a little bit, keep that offense off the field.
About a 4 yard gain to the 13 yard line. So second and 11 here for Nettleton. 9:42 to go before halftime. Hampton being flushed out of the pocket, being chased by Dover. Hit as he throws, and it's incomplete. Boy, Robert almost got the sack. He was, you know, Maddox felt him back there that time.
Absolutely, felt him breathing on his neck. He still got a hold of him, so he felt it.
Maddox Hampton able to barely get that pass away before Dover pulled him down. So it's third and 11 now for the Raiders.
Dover knows it too. He knew it was close.
Dover's going to the left side this time. And now the Raiders want to change the play. Maddox Hampton out of the shotgun. Pope is on his left side. Third and 11. Hampton back to pass. We've got whistles. We've got flag. Let's see.
How is that not a pick? You don't see defensive line make an interception very often. That would have been incredible. What's going on?
Dover wound up with the football, but they'd already blown it dead with the penalties. A false start against the Raiders is going to back them up to the 8-yard line. They've got 5 penalties now. Dover thought he was going to have 6 points, didn't he?
He was dancing in the end zone.
Bombers with a 3-man front now with a 3rd and 16. They're going to hand it off to Pope. Hit in the backfield. Spun around the Bombers. They thought the ball came loose.
It did. Bomber football.
And Mountain Home has the football. I thought they knocked it loose, and they do. And Mountain Home is going to take over at the 7-yard line.
Well, that's a little shot of momentum you needed, Brad. Man, what a great play on the football there.
Let's see if they can turn this into points.
He got in there, just stripped it right out. He stripped it and fell right on it, number 54.
Ellen Ball, yeah. Able to cover it. So the Bombers at the 7-yard line.
Snap it. They were not in position.
They weren't ready to hand off to Chenoweth, trying to get to the left corner. He's going to dive. He is in. Touchdown. Mountain Home. The sophomore, Jacob Chenoweth, gets to the end zone, and the Bombers are on the board.
Great play there. Nettleton's defense was not set. They were still coming off of the sidelines. Mountain Home snaps the ball, capitalizes on it right there, and a good play by Chenoweth. Keep driving those feet and to get in the end zone.
And the Bombers line up in a swinging gate formation. They see what Nettleton does. And now they'll come back into a normal extra point formation with Jack Shaner ready to kick. The snap is down. The kick is up. And it's good. 9:09 left in the first half. 14-7. The Bombers back within a touchdown. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you want to get the most for your home? Hi, I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm John Shaw. Here's a trick every homeowner should learn. Declutter and deep clean. It's that simple.
Lots of open spaces, simple decorations, and clean counters make your home look like you love it.
When you believe your home has value, buyers believe it too.
Call the Ozarks team. Find us at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Limac Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We love football season because it's a special time with family and friends. As your Attorney General, I'll work to keep dangerous criminals off our streets so we can all focus on what matters most, our faith, our family, and our friends. I'm Tim Griffin, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by Tim Griffin for Attorney General.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
14-7. The Bombers back within a touchdown now. Tobias, we talked earlier about Steve Erie being on the sideline with his defense. He coaches the defense. He calls the plays. And he has made obviously some nice changes from that first quarter to the second quarter.
Oh, absolutely. We saw him over there in the tent getting nothing short but a tail chewing. And I think it turned things around. I mean, what they're averaging 10 yards a carry the first quarter. And there the second quarter had back-to-back or three and out and then a forced turnover.
Here's that squib kick up the middle, taken by the Raiders at the 40, and that young man is blown up. Big hit downfield. Mountain Home lays a lick on him, and that was Ty Hannaford.
Ty Hannaford welcomed him into Mountain Home right there. Great shot. And that's what happened. You score some points, you get some momentum, and fires everybody up.
So now the Raiders will start this drive just outside their own 40-yard line with 9:06 left here in this opening half. It's a 14-7 Nettleton lead. Hampton will hand it off on the jet sweep to Thompson. Thompson breaks a tackle in the backfield, and he's going to be stopped after about a 2-yard gain.
Good job there again by Dover making a play and just such an improvement even. I mean, he was great as a sophomore. He was a junior. He's now learning to stay home and letting plays develop and making that read and making a tackle. So good play there by the junior.
Bombers back to a four-man front now. They switched out of that with the third and long, the last play of the last drive, and back to that four-man front. They bring a couple linebackers this time, and the pass is complete to the far sideline. And it's going to be gained to the 47-yard line. That was Smith on the reception that time. 4-yard gain. So it's third and four here for Nettleton.
We just talked about the improvement in this defense. I mean, what a great opportunity here to get another three and out.
Nettleton has to get to the Mountain Home 49. Third and four. Hampton with a hard count. Bombers
changing the play.
Not biting. Yep, they're changing it. Third and four now. Hampton. Quick pass across the middle is incomplete. Looking for Smith. A little high. And the Bombers hold on fourth down.
He's at number nine, Mason Walker right there. Breaking up his through a little high, but good play on the ball there.
Now it's fourth and four. Now, the offense is out there, but we've got to remember the Hampton's also the punter. So they may line up in an offensive set, and then he drops back to punt. We'll see. Nobody back deep for Mountain Home. Looks like they're going to punt it away.
I need to make sure that, about to say they got to get that second guy covered there on this formation. You've really got to play heads up here in defense when that punter's the quarterback.
The kick is going to be taken at the 21-yard line as he makes the fair catch. So three and outs in a row by the Mountain Home defense. One of those was a forced fumble that Mountain Home turned into points.
And if you're Coach Harry, you got to be proud of your defense now, finally starting to get in the rhythm and really start to make some plays, which tells you you've kind of starting to get comfortable and starting to be able to sniff some of that stuff out. So good, just a great job there by our defense.
So the Bombers start this drive at their own 21-yard line with 8:18 left in this opening half, down by seven. Play action pass, left side, and it's incomplete. And the receiver, I don't think he ever turned to look, did he?
No, I think there might have been a busted route there because he didn't even turn his head. I think he was running more of a post route there, and that ball came, I don't know, breakdown there.
So second down here for the Mountain Home offense. 14-7, Nettleton with the lead. The Raiders scored on their first two possessions, and it was not pretty in that first quarter, but things have turned here in the second quarter. Barnett's going to roll to the right. He's looking to pass, has a man open on the sideline, is caught at the 27-yard line. It's going to be a 6-yard pickup.
Good job there by Blake Bentley hauling that in, our 5'8", 150-pound senior. Great hands.
He and Milburn are on the right side. Single set to the left side. Handoff straight ahead, Chenoweth, and he is going to come up a yard shy at the 30-yard line.
Jacob Chenoweth on the carry.
So fourth and one for this Bomber offense. Boy, the offensive line's played awfully well in this first half. I know you're at your own 30. Do you roll the dice here? Mount Home wants to take a timeout and talk about it. 7:29 left first half. 14-7, Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, fourth down here for Mountain Home. Bombers take the timeout to talk things over and figure out what they want to do here, what play they want to run on fourth and one from their own 30.
Again, it goes back to your quarterback being your punter and the opportunities and the options that gives you. It's endless, Brad.
It is. Now, the Bombers are going to line up in a punt formation. Let's see what they do here. Nettleton, nobody back deep. They're not buying the fact that Mountain Home's in a punt formation. The snap back to Barnett, and he does punt it away. Good high kick. It's going to bounce at the 32, inside the 30. Rolling inside the 25. Continues to roll. And it's going to be down to the 20-yard line. That's a nice punt. That's a 50-yard punt.
Good call there. Smart call. Let it roll.
I think when you factor in the way the defense has had three and outs in a row, you feel more confident now to go ahead and put the football away.
Oh, absolutely. The way they're playing now, I'm still 7 minutes, 15 seconds left. You're absolutely right. Let that defense go another three and out, and let's see what the offense can do.
7:15 before halftime, a 14-7 lead for Nettleton. From their 20-yard line. Hampton looks to the sideline. They'll get the play signaled in again. Quick hit right side to Curtis Smith. He makes the first man miss. He makes everybody miss. Up the right sideline, a foot race to the end zone, and he's going to win it. This is an 80-yard touchdown pass. Nobody touched Curtis Smith. Wow.
Does that look like kind of a little bit of a bubble screen over there?
Yes.
He just played that really well, went right off his block and just right down the sideline, like you said, untouched.
Wow. Wow, that sure changes the momentum. Now the extra point attempt by Nettleton's Joseph Newhung. Waiting the snap. The kick is up, and it is good. 7:02 left in this opening half. It's a 21-7 Nettleton lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
For over 70 years, we at the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas have had our game face on. Our passion for delivering reliable, affordable power to every corner of Arkansas is stronger than ever. And with 17 electric distribution cooperatives, we cover more than 60% of Arkansas. That's power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, winter, spring, summer, and cool fall football Friday nights. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday night lights.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
7:02 left before halftime. 21-7, Nettleton with the lead. Boy, it's like the air was just let out of that stadium with that 80-yard touchdown. Here's the kickoff taken on the far side. That's Drury at the left sideline. He's got a big return across the 40 and out of bounds near the 45-yard line. They'll mark him at the 43.
Let's see what the offense can do now.
See if they can get that momentum back with just under 7 minutes left before halftime.
Lots of time. And, you know, we talked a lot about the defense, but I really feel like offense doing a better job of putting things together.
Trips to the right side now for Mountain Home. Barnett dropping straight back. Pass left side complete. First down inside the 45 and down to the 42-yard line. And, boy, I can't make out a number on who that reception was. It was Dylan McBride that made the catch. Down to the 43.
It was just a perfectly placed throw right there.
About a 14-yard pickup. Handoff is to Chenoweth and hit in the backfield, and the first man misses. He's going to be back to the line of scrimmage, but then a flag comes in towards the end of the play, and let's see what this is.
I think we're going to see a face mask here.
The ball winds up at the 42-yard line. The officials are talking about it. Still waiting for the indication. And it's going to be a personal foul face mask. Good call. That 15 yards tacked onto the end of the run, and the Bombers will move the chains.
Yeah, you can kind of see Chenoweth's head turn right there. Got a hold on pretty good.
So about a 1 yard pickup to the 42, and the 15 yards takes it down to the 27. The Raiders have been penalized 6 times for 50 yards in this first half. So the Bomber offense on the move here with 6:20 left in this opening half, down by 14. And the quarterback draw, left side, Barnett is to the 25 and stopped there after a 2-yard gain.
Does a good job of finding the hole there. That defender hadn't held on to his shoestring. I think he might have got that right up that sideline.
Just under 6 minutes left now before halftime. Bombers down 14, but the offense moving the ball at the 25 of Nettleton. Barnett's going to roll to the right side now. The pass is behind the tent. We can't see it. It's going to be a catch at about the 17-yard line.
And
the catch
Milburn.
Made by Anthony Milburn.
That's another Mountain Home Bomber.
They're going to mark it at the 16-yard line with a 9-yard pickup.
It's interesting, bad. Think about all the different names we've called tonight. Acklin getting a lot of different players involved in this offense.
As far as receivers, we've called, McBride, Hannaford, Palmer, Milburn, Bentley, Drury.
Spreading the love.
First down for the Bombers. And the handoff to Chenoweth, left side. Cuts it back to the middle part of the field. At the 10, he's at the 5. He's battling into the end zone. Touchdown. Mountain Home, Jacob Chenoweth from 16 yards out.
All the credit there goes to Brady Barnett just making a heck of a fake. He just freezes that defender and hands that ball. Just perfect, perfect, well-designed play as he hands that off.
Chenoweth with his second touchdown run of the night. And the Bombers will pull back with the end of touchdown now. Here's Shaner ready for the extra point. The kick is up. And good, 5:11 left before halftime, 21-14. Nettleton leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Arkansas State Parks are your passport to all kinds of adventures. And camping is just the beginning. Our parks can take you hiking, kayaking, mountain biking, fishing, and some of them can even take you back in time. Our 52 state parks offer fun, adventure, history, and so much more. So pick up your passport at any state park visitor center. Visit ArkansasStateParks.com and see where we can take you next.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, that momentum is back just like that, isn't it?
That's all it takes. Disappoints, that's all it takes.
Well, the defense, other than that big play, has really turned things around. Boy, the offense really moving the ball the last couple of possessions. 21-14, Nettleton leads it here. Shaner with the approach and the kick. Again, that squib kick. Gets the high bounce, and it's going to be covered at the 33. It was almost fumbled that time by one of those up men. That's going to be Thompson.
Yeah, who's that kicker? What? 88?
Okay, yes.
86? Can't catch a number. That's 88.
Well, is that Kelso? Yeah, the roster I had him as 89, but they got some different numbers with these uniforms tonight. So Kelso with that kick that time.
A great kick, too, man. What a hop. Oh, my gosh. That's exactly how you teach it right there.
Raiders start at their own 34-yard line. And the play action. They're looking home run, left sideline, caught. This one's going to go to the house just like that. Nettleton scores again.
That Hurst right there, you know, Dawson Dunlap just couldn't keep up with him. He got separation there and just threw it right over his head.
So Thompson with the touchdown catch. This one goes 66 yards. So on the last two plays, Nettleton with an 80-yard touchdown pass and a 66-yard touchdown pass.
Joseph Duhon on to attempt the extra point.
You're just trading shots back and forth.
Nuhung in to attempt the extra point now. And the kick is good. 4:59 left in the first half, 28-14. Nettleton leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home High School's FFA member Madison Hudson speaks about the positive impact FFA has had on her over the last 6 years.
I was the person that sat in the back of the classroom, and to me, FFA is a confidence booster. It's a friend builder. It's a leadership skill. It's so much more than what people truly understand till they get into it. It's truly something that has changed my life.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
I'm Rex Nelson. As a native Arkansan, I take pride in our state's natural beauty. And as someone who has been in all 75 counties, I've seen how prevalent litter is across our state. It's time for people to clean up our state for those who live here and to enhance Arkansas's image for those wanting to visit. Let's clean up Arkansas. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to do your part and get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
4:53 left now in this opening half, 28-14. Mountain Home's going to start this drive at the 33 after another nice return by Dylan Drury. Waiting for Nettleton to get on the field. Referees have put the ball down for play. Oh, my gosh. There's nobody defensively on the field for Nettleton, and Mountain Home's going to get a false start. One of the wide receivers, false start on the near sideline. They put the ball down for play. Nettleton was still on the sideline talking in a huddle. Mountain Home realized it. They go to snap the football, and they get a false start with nobody on defense.
That hurts. That hurts. I just got the opportunity of a lifetime right there.
They're giving you a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, timeout Nettleton, 4:53 left here in this opening half, 28-14 Bombers. You're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, first and 15 now for this Bomber offense from their own 28 after the false start. 4:53 left in the first half. Bombers down 14. High snap, pulled down by Barnett. Looking up the right sideline, two receivers, and the ball falls in between both of them. Bentley was there, and so was May. Neither one can bring it in.
They had a step, too. They both had steps on their defenders. Just couldn't quite haul it in.
Bombers down a couple of touchdowns. This has been a wild and long first half, hasn't it?
It has. It's back and forth, trading shots.
Second and 15 from their own 28 for the Bombers. Barnett with trips to the right side. And that delayed handoff to Chenoweth. Chenoweth is going to take it across the 35. Battle his way across the 40. And he's going to be only 2 yards shy. It's going to bring up fourth and two here. And we've got a couple of players slow to get up for the Raiders. They've got two down right now.
Yeah, they do.
Third down and two.
Chenoweth just doesn't let his feet die, man. He just keeps going and going.
They've got David Nwissi and Jamie Morris, linebacker and a safety, both down. And both are going to have to leave the field at least for one play. So now your Bombers are looking at third and two from the 41-yard line after that 13-yard run. Yeah, Chenoweth, just a sophomore, but he's looked good tonight, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, remember last year he got called up from the ninth grade once they finished their junior high season, so we got to see just a little bit of him last year, and, you know, we're really excited. But, man, this is a guy you can tell that went to work in the offseason and even improved upon last year and came out, and he's just doing a great job tonight.
Third down and two here for the Bomber offense. 4:26 left before halftime. Barnett will keep it, running behind Chenoweth, and he is going to be about a half yard shy. It's going to bring up fourth down. He's a little bit shy, so fourth and less than a yard coming up here for this Mountain Home offense. Referees are going to take a look at it here.
Are we going to get our first measurement of the season, Brad?
We are.
Hey, hey.
Boy, the chain gang's going to have to do some work.
It's about time. It's your moment to shine, boys.
You know.
Maybe not. Here they come.
I said he was a half yard shy, but this is going to be close.
This is going to be a lot closer
than that. Let's see if they do their job. This should be a first down if they do.
Take some of them links out. Boy, it is by the hair of the football.
Referee's been leaned over looking, and it is a first down. Hey. They earned their money tonight.
Yes, they did. We're going to let them come back next time.
Oh, Brad Coleman Dentistry, certainly glad he sponsored them tonight.
Absolutely. And I figured out, Brad is the alternate.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, so if a man goes down the chain gang, Brad's next man up.
Well, with the four we got over there, they probably will between the Kings and the Bodenhammers.
it's liable to happen.
They'll pull a hammy or something to happen. So a fresh set of downs here for Mountain Home. Barnett looking to the right sideline. It's going to be incomplete. He was looking that time for Jet Hannaford, just a little out of his reach.
Second down and 10.
Yeah, Jet just couldn't quite come up with it there. You know, one of the things I've noticed, though, Brad, Barnett's gotten better at throwing the ball.
He really has.
I mean, he's a lot closer to his targets this year, and, you know, I mean, not that he's ever been terrible or anything, but he's definitely, you can tell he's just really honed that in this year. Probably worked a lot in the offseason on it.
It shows. Second down and 10 here for Mountain Home. 3:34 left before halftime. Bombers down 14. Barnett is going to keep it, running up the middle part of the field, takes it across midfield. He's going to be very close to a first down at the 48.
And one of the things I noticed, Brad, is kind of seeing some of the guys develop this season, you know, as it goes, that they're so much more physical this year.
They are. Barnett's going to give it to Chenoweth. He is going to have the first down. Barnett came up a half yard shy. Chenoweth's going to take it to the 47 and move the chains.
Surprised they let them sling him like that. Comes up pointing. He showed him. He got there.
Had a chance to see a bunch of these young men about a week and a half ago out of the pads. It's amazing how big they are. You could tell the weight room and what Coach Erie has done with that weight room is really paying off.
Absolutely.
First down here for Mountain Home. High snap, pulled down by Barnett. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself up the left sideline. He's got a first down. Takes on a tackler at the 30 and takes it for another 5 yards. But there's two flags on the far sideline.
That's not good. But he took number 12, Miles Williams, there on a ride for about 7 yards.
He winds up. They're going to mark him at the 26-yard line. The flags are at the 34, though. And it's a hold against Mountain Home. So they're going to mark it off from the 34 where the foul occurred. So he's going to pick up 13 on the carry. And then the 10-yard penalty brings it back to the 44. Four penalties for 22 yards now against Mountain Home tonight. So now you have one of those very common first and eights. .247 left here in this opening half. Trips to the right side. Barnett passing to the right side. It's complete to Drury. Slips the first tackle. Slips another tackle. On his feet inside the 30. Down to the 23-yard line. And a first down, Mountain Home.
Great yards after the catch there by Drury, just making a move right there.
Goes for about a 20-yard pickup to the 24-yard line. And a fresh set of downs. The 11th first down of the night for Mountain Home. Barnett looking to his left. Now he's going to tuck it and run to the right side. First man misses on his feet at the 20, at the 15. Battling his way inside the 10. It's going to be first and goal coming up for the Bombers at the 9-yard line.
And he's just so much more comfortable back there in the pocket now, Brad. He's just back there smooth, calm, and collect, waiting for it to develop. Nothing's there. He tucks it and runs it. What a great job there by our quarterback.
Barnett has the Bombers looking at a first and goal from the 9-yard line with 2:19 left in this first half. He's going to roll to the right this time. And he lets it fly towards the end zone. It's incomplete. It was tipped and incomplete.
Brady Barnett's passing is incomplete. Second and
goal. You know, we talked about the offensive line, Tobias, early on. We had throughout the game. How many times have we called Jordan Pegram's name tonight? Once that I remember?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe
once. Two-time All-Stater.
Yeah, two-time. I mean, it kind of looks like he's over there sucking air a little bit, Brad. I mean, is he – he looks tired.
He does. Noticed several of the Raiders kind of grabbing their jerseys and bending over a little bit.
Number 71, Elijah Lack, giving all he can handle over there.
2:13 left here in this first half. The handoff, Chenoweth starts right, cuts back to the left, trying to spin, cannot break free of Keon Stallings, who pulls him down, and it's going to be a loss of two back to the 11.
And Elijah Lack, Brad, pulls there. We were just talking about him. He pulls in that play in that situation and just pancakes that defensive end over there. It's too bad we couldn't.
Boy, Legg's a young man that has really been a beast in the weight room during the offseason.
Man, you can see it. I mean, he's just doing a great job tonight.
So third and goal now from the 11-yard line. Empty backfield now for Barnett. He'll have three receivers to the right, two to the left, with 1:30 left in this first half. He looks left. Quick hitter. It's in the air. It's going to be intercepted. It went off the receiver's hands and intercepted by the Raiders, and the Bombers inside the 10-yard line come up with no points. First turnover of the night by Mountain Home.
Hit him right there in the hands and just popped up, and that defender right behind him just scooped it right up.
Well, it goes down as an interception for Barnett, but it wasn't his fault. It was a well-thrown ball. That's a tough one. Boy, you think you're going to go in here and get within seven before halftime. Now the defense cannot give up a big play. They have on back-to-back plays. Hampton out of the gun. He's going to hand it off this time. And well played by that Bomber front. And there's going to be no gain on the play.
About
112 left now in this first half. Raiders up by 14. Nettleton.
Looks like they're just trying to get out of here.
Yep. Coach Steve Hampton thinks, hey, we'll just go ahead and take this 14-point lead to the locker room. Well, he's a good guy, good to work with, and he does a great job. He's in his 10th season there at Nettleton. Had an undefeated regular season last year. Does a great job. Hand off straight ahead, and Pope is going to make his way out to about the 11-yard line.
Brought down by Bombers number 6, K. Yates, Bomber Nation.
30 seconds left here in this first half. They do not have to snap the football.
And I don't think they're going to.
I don't either. They're going to let the clock run out. So, a back and forth first half. It's been entertaining. I don't know about you. I'm worn out right now.
Feels like we've already played four quarters.
We're only at halftime. It's already 11 minutes past 8. We finally made it to halftime. 28-14, our score. It is Nettleton with the lead. A wild second half coming up here in a little bit. 28-14, our halftime score. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's a question. You've decided to sell your home. Where do you start? Hi, I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm John Schaub. Most buyers make up their minds in just 8 seconds. As they pull up, they're already deciding.
Mow the yard, trim the bushes, and put out some mulch. Make your home look like you love it.
When you believe your home has value, your buyers believe it too.
Call the Ozarks team. Find us at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Limac Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time to buy than now with easy pick payment plans. 12, 14, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, now carrying Garver Blinds. Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!